The Athens Little League Report, which is brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. Hey, what's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind. And time to bring in our Monday voice of the Athens Little League Report, Woody Osick. Woody, good morning. How are you, and how was your weekend?
Doing well, gentlemen. I can't complain. Had a little rain, washed the pollen off. Get ready for a new week at Holland Park.
I love it. Absolutely love it. A little bit of rain doesn't hurt, but I know with Holland Park, a lot of rain, or maybe even a little rain, can kind of set things back a little bit. But anyway, it is indeed time for the Athens Little League Report. And Woody, take it away.
That's right. We're not going to let any drainage issues stand in our way.
There you go.
So we've got a little makeup action, speaking of rain. We had a couple of machine pitch games that had to be made up on Saturday. And in the safest game in town, we had Boswell Insurance playing Norton Insurance. And Boswell hung on for a 13-9 victory, led by Cameron Fields, Joshua Moore, and Jace Maddox, who all had big hits to keep innings alive. Carson Thieme and Charlie Langley had huge defensive games and great nights at the plate. The Norton offense was led by Xavier Bishop, who had four hits and two home runs. Rob Freeman, Julian Ozuna had three hits. Hampton Smith, Henry Ichiro Johnson, Bentley Big Hit and Scruggs, and Kale the Crusher Mixon, along with Laney Batgirl Roberts, all had key hits, with Isabel Mariucci playing tough behind the plate. Final score, Boswell 13, Norton 9. In another machine pitch game, we had Hutton Vanderveer playing the Generals. They met for the first time this season, had a close battle for the entire game. At the end of the third inning, the Generals were hanging on to a 5-3 lead. The Generals continued to swing the bats well and got big hits from Broxton Derricote going 4-for-4 with a home run, and Shedrick Matthews going 4-for-4 with a home run as well. Trip Lawler contributed, going 3-for-4. In the late innings, the Generals pulled away with four runs in the fourth and three more in the fifth. However, the game was ultimately decided by the Generals' defense, with three separate innings coming to an end with runners in scoring position for Hutton Vanderveer. Those ending outs were made by Sims Schuler, Jennings Holloway, and Shedrick Matthews. These plays secured the final score of 12-5 for the Generals. Hutton Vanderveer was led both in the field and at the plate by Tenney Ness. Tenney made several nice plays as a pitcher and added a big two-run home run in the second. The win improved the Generals' record to 6-1-1. Then we had some AAA action as well. In AAA action on Friday the 13th, First American won a nail-biter against Zaxby 6-4. First American was led by Kunwoo Crusher Park, who had a 3-RBI night going 2-for-3 with a triple. Reed Jackson, J.B. Rogers, and Camp Kinsler, Jimmy Bishop, and Jackson Jones all added hits for First American. Camp Kinsler and Reed Jackson provided solid pitching. For Zaxby's, Colton Eberhardt led the offense with a 2-RBI triple, and Sam Kiefer pitched in solid relief. First American faces Carson Plumbing on Monday night, while Zaxby's faces Hayward Allen. And speaking of Carson Plumbing and Hayward Allen, in the late game on Friday, Carson played Hayward Allen, with Carson edging them out 13-11. Hayward Allen got on the board early when Benjamin Daniels singled on a 2-2 count to bring in one run. Carson Plumbing put up six runs in the second inning, with Quinn Osick, Caleb Gallagher, and Damian Washington getting RBIs. Macon Davis got the start for Hayward Allen, going three innings, allowing three hits and striking out three. Eli Osick led Carson at the plate, going 2-for-2, while Damian Washington contributed in a big way with a grand slam inside the park home run. Renzo Acosta had a big single, and Jackson Dennis contributed with three stolen bases. Hayward Allen totaled nine hits, with Macon Davis going 3-for-3 at the plate. George Adams, going 2-for-3 at the plate and stealing three bases as well. But clutch pitching by Price West and good team defense by Carson Fleming shut down Hayward Allen in the fifth inning and secured the 13-11 victory. And we have one majors game to report on. We have Synovus Bank facing Hawthorne Drugs. Synovus got back on the winning track with a 7-2 victory over Hawthorne on Friday night. Hunter Stonecipher was dominating on the mound as he went four strong innings, giving up only two hits and one run while striking out five on only 51 pitches. Spencer Fry closed out the final two innings with six big strikeouts. Synovus also played great defense all night. George Chisholm turned an unassisted double play to snuff out a Hawthorne rally, and Will Howard made a fantastic play on a hard line drive to save a run in the second. For Hawthorne, Andrew Sussman scored twice, including a home run to right in the first inning. Charlie Hutton and Mark Tribble also had hits. For Synovus, Tom Gilley went 3-for-4 at the plate and scored two runs, while George Chisholm also had a big night with three hits, with Hunter Stonecipher, Will Howard, Spencer Fry, Jeremiah Wingfield, Brandon Waters, and Isaiah Fillmore each contributing a hit for the Bankers. Synovus moves to 6-1 on the year with the win, just a half game behind first place Chase Park. And that, folks, is your Athens Little League report for Monday.
All right, thank you very much, Woody. We do appreciate it. Great job, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
All righty, sounds good.
That's Woody Osick with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, and also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.